Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians 6:10-11. When Jesus taught the parable of the tares being sown among the wheat, He explained that the tares had been sown by an enemy. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. Matthew 13:39. Tares will destroy a wheat field, and the devil will destroy our soul. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. 1 Peter 5:8-9. The devil is an enemy of God and an enemy of his church. All of us would flee from a roaring lion because of the threat to our life. In like manner, we must flee from the devil because of the threat to our soul. By the power of God, we can stand against the devil. Satan tempted our Lord as Jesus was about to begin his ministry of preaching and healing. Satan questioned whether or not Jesus was the Christ, whom God had sent to redeem the world from sin. Satan is identified by Matthew as the tempter, Matthew 4:3. Satan said to Jesus, "If thou be the Son of God," Matthew 4:3-6. But Jesus did not yield. Satan can be resisted. We can be victors over all of his devices or schemes. Scripture speaks of the depths of Satan, Revelation 2:24. The arsenal of Satan to deceive humanity is varied. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices, 2 Corinthians 2:11. In the many ways by which Satan seeks an advantage over us, we must be strong and use God's power to help us in the victory against Satan. Resist the devil and he will flee from you, James 4:7. This enemy of humanity must not be allowed to destroy us. In Christ we can be more than conquerors through Him that loved us, Romans 8:37. We must equip ourselves with the armor of God so that we can be victorious over the various temptations which are employed by the devil to deceive us. We must not yield our members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity, but rather we must yield our members servants to righteousness unto holiness, Romans 6:19. We must not yield. We must stand. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.